Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat. The blood inside of my body. The life inside of my body. Follow me everywhere I go.
Hello everyone, this is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, KEIFM.com, and the program is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you doing today? Hope you are doing great. We have a brand new topic here. I have kind of named it our concern about those with coronavirus. What I'm trying to say is, what is our role? How do we see our friends, our brother, who are already infected with coronavirus? So whatever you feel is an appropriate title, then just use it, okay? So let's go ahead and let's get started. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that we can breathe, we can eat, and we can talk today. We bless you. We thank you for your blood. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We are here today. Father, teach us. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to be kind of updating ourselves with this kind of disease that's going on. And what I have so far is that the coronavirus is spread from an infected person to others through the air by coughing, sneezing, and with those with close personal contact, such as touching or shaking hands, by touching an object or surface with the virus on it. So if there is a surface, like a public handle or a place where everybody touch, so it might be where the virus might stay, then we go ahead, then we touch our mouth or nose, our eyes, then before we wash our hands, then we get contaminated. So what is the prevention and treatment of this coronavirus? Currently, there's no vaccine for it. So the best prevention is to avoid exposure to someone who has been infected. So, and there's little evidence that standard face masks can even prevent those who are well from being infected. So, and there's no specific antiviral treatment so far. So people who are already infected, we always receive relief symptoms. And in more severe cases, treatment should include care to support those organs, vital organs. Okay? So we all know now that it's in many places. And we Christians should be concerned about those who are already infected. First and foremost, we are seeing news all about, and there's no doubt that there are a lot of fear. Most people are scared, most people are afraid. There's fear, the spirit of fear has been released, and that is what Satan does. He always comes with all kinds of distraction. And what we need to realize that God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of power, spirit of love, spirit of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So we, beloved, we are sound and we have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and spirit of what? Sound mind. So no more should we be living as somebody, God, or somebody without power, without love, without sound mind. The whole power, the whole almighty power has been invested in the Holy Spirit, and it lives with us. That same power that rose Christ from the dead is with us, Ephesians chapter 1. So when we look at ourselves as a believer, we know we have been endowed. We are not just ordinary person anymore. We are supernatural, because of the Spirit of God that lives in us. So now, we live as a child of God, so we should not live with fear. So if we then, who are child of God, are now scared, then what do we expect from those who have no hope? The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2, that they have no hope. No hope. And no God in this world. So when we look at that, I begin to wonder, if we don't have God, how can we survive this kind of things going on all over the world? You turn on the radio, you turn on the TV, the news is all fear. How do we live without God? It amazes me if, as somebody, I just keep living, no God, you know what I'm trying to say. No God, no hope. That would be terrible. So there is a need for us to know God. There is a need for us to receive Him. There is for those who have not received Him. Today is the day. Don't put it aside. Hold of Him. Let Him be your God. Let Him be your Savior. Let Him give your soul to Him. Give your life to Him. Give everything to Him. Surrender everything to Him. And let Him remove fear. Remove everything that is going on. And let Him put peace in your heart. Let Him put sound mind. Let Him put love. Let Him put power in you. Very important. Not only for this time, but as a child of God, we are always equipped tribulation that is going to come. The Bible promises us in that. I know many people have been perpetuating the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and they're talking about earthquake, pestilence, and all that. And this is the beginning of sorrows. So I'm not talking about that now. I'm just talking about, let's get with those who are already infected. Those our brothers, those our sisters. We are the same blood. We are the same blood. The idea is not for anyone to be in heaven alone. It will be a lonely place. We want all our brothers, all our sisters to receive Christ so that we all live together, so that we all have all kinds of colors. We have green, white, yellow, blue, red hair, white hair, brown, whatever color the hair will be. Isn't that beautiful? When you go to a church, you see all kinds of color. I love it. All one color. Just go to a church, it's all black. Go to a church, it's all white. No, that is not a representative of what the Lord is saying. We are all going to be in the same place with all tribes, all language, all nations. You see all represented, everyone. Beautiful. Beautiful. And that is awesome. So the idea is not for us only to be saved, but that we go out there and able to make sure people give their lives to Christ. And if they are already perishing with this disease and we are not reaching there, we are failing. We are failing. Now, what is our role? What is our behavior towards those who have no God and with those who are already suffering? So now there are several Christians who should be concerned about this thing I'm talking about. For those who are suffering, we just want to encourage you. The Lord will heal you. The Lord will touch you in the name of Jesus. So there are many reasons why we as a Christian should be concerned about people who are suffering from the disease. But the primary reason, as the scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 15, is that we should weep with those who weep, and that we should comfort those who are in affliction. And with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So 2 Corinthians 1:4. So the first one says that we should what? Be weep with those who weep. It says rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with them that weep. There are so many places where there is weeping going on, and there are so many places that people have been buried. It's like it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's serious. He did not pray for it to die. He was not expecting it. And maybe a flu-like symptoms, feeling hot, warm, cold. Then all of a sudden, it's getting serious. And then that's it. So rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer is our goal. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instantly in prayer. Then I also give another scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:4. Okay, 2 Corinthians 1:4. He said, let's start from verse 3. He said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. So verse 4 says, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort of wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, for as the suffering of Christ abound in all, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. So we have a role to play to be a comfort to those who are weeping, so that we're able to comfort them, because we ourselves are comforted of God. If we do not feel this responsibility to pray, to ask God for his mercy for this, our dear brother, our sister, ask the Lord for a loving soul and earnestly, fervently pray for these people. If we are not crying, asking the Lord for tears, if we are not crying, if we are not weeping, then we need to ask God to touch us, that we will be sensitive to these people. Because we know that of our Lord's mercy, these people in Wuhan will be saved. Hallelujah. So we just need to know that we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to continue instantly in prayer, asking God for a loving soul if we don't have it, and crying, weeping for these people. And let the Lord's mercy come and wipe away this disease. Hallelujah. He can do it. He can. Hallelujah. Now let's cover ourselves now. So I just want to encourage you this day that let's be praying with Psalm 91. Every day, meditate on this book of Psalms, and let the safety of abiding in the presence of God dwell with you as we go about our daily activities. So cover yourselves with the blood of Jesus. Cover yourselves with the Spirit of the living God, that He will guide you, He will instruct you, He will teach you in the way you should go. Okay? So very, very important. So I'm going to go ahead and read the book of Psalm 91. Okay? It said, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He said, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust." He said, "Surely," verse 3 says, "surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler." The way I read here, probably you might love the way I read it. So I personalize it, okay? Personalize it. Where I just read you, I put me, okay? So I will read it like this. I say, "Surely He shall deliver me of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence." Perilous pestilence. Okay? Verse 4. "He shall cover me with His feathers." Or you can say, cover you with your family, your relatives, your career, your business, your job, your health, every part of your being, His feathers. "And under His wings, we will take refuge." Under His wing, we will take refuge. Can you imagine? We are under His refuge. When we really know we are under His refuge, under His protective covering. Hallelujah. "Truth shall be my shield and buckler." Verse 5. "We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday." That is like a plague, okay? And it's from the enemy, okay? From the enemy, okay. Verse 5 says, he said, I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Can you imagine the pestilence even walks in darkness? That is, it walks, is something having a leg. So it's a spirit. Verse 7. It said, "A 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near me, or my family, or my household, my children, my wife, my husband." So personalize it, make it yours. David is saying it to himself. "1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000, verse 7, 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eye shall I look and see the reward of the wicked." That is what the wicked, the people who are on the people who are bad, who are not on the Lord's side, you will see their reward. Okay. Verse 9. Only with my eye shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge. So it depends on us whether we have made my refuge or not. It's not going to force us. No one is going to force us. Nobody will force you. But you have to make a conscious effort and say, yes, I want to choose you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. So you say it again, jumping out of the page, that because you have made the Lord, you have made. So I'm saying that because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. Can you imagine how powerful that is? That is the dwelling, that is your home. Not to talk of coming to you. It's not even coming to me. First of all, it has to come into my home. Then it goes around looking for people to infect. But now, it's not even coming to your dwelling, to your home, to your tabernacle, to your tent. Hallelujah. So it said, verse 10 said, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over me, all my ways. My time is running out. 1 minute more. Okay. Verse 12. In their hands they shall bear us up, or bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent I shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. That is, the Lord is speaking now. It's like talking back. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. That is, the Lord is speaking to David now, saying, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? So I just wanted to encourage you today. So, remain blessed. Please encourage you. Pray with this. Meditate on this every day. See what the Lord will do. Remember, we are traveling to Costa Rica beginning from next Saturday. I will be ministering in churches in Costa Rica. So keep us in prayer. And we'll be back the following Saturday. So till then, remain blessed. So we see you till then. Okay? God bless you.